So in the next sugya on the bottom of Tes Tvav Gimel Aleph, a brand new sugya, a new phrase in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, needing 23 dayanim, the first example, dinu nefashis ba'asim reshlosha. So the Mishnah says, haroyveya v'hanirba ba'asim ushlosha. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, v'haragta es ha'isha ve'es ha'behema. V'oymer ve'es ha'behema taharogu. So the Mishnah just quoted, I don't know if you all have this, on the side of the Mishnah there are a few psukim. So, which numbers are these? Aleph. So, Vayikra Chav Tezayin, V'isha Asher Tikrov El Kol Behema L'Riv'a Osa. Any woman that will be engaged in revio with a behema, and we'll fill in the details in a second. V'haragta es ha'isha, so you have to kill the woman. V'es ha'behema mos yamusu d'mehem bom. They both get skila. That's the Gemara learns that in Perek Shvi. D'mehem bom is always used for skila. So then there's the additional pasuk is beis. Is Vayikra Chav Tezvav V'ish Asher Yitain Shechva So Bebhema. Is what? V'ish Asher Yitain Shechavto Bebhema. Most you must. V'es HaBehema Tarogu. So the Torah says two phrases about the Behema. First, L'gabi the Isha, and it's important that we get down the Psukim. V'haragta es ha'isha ves ha'behema mos yumasu. And then there's an earlier pasuk that says ve'es ha'behema ta'arogu. Good. So what does that mean? So says the Gemara, dina nefashos, kapasuk v'tani, the Mishnah is not mechalik between different cases. What do you mean? What are the options of different cases? Loishna rova zocher, v'loishna roveya nekeva. Bishlama roveya nekeva dechsiva ragta esayisha vesabeima. Ela rova zocher minalan dechsiv kol shochiv in behema, most you must. Vino inyan la shochiv taninu in la nishkav. So it's very unclear what the Gemara is referring to. So let's see Rashi. Kapaslik vitani. Masnisin roiva stama b'fach chav gimel. Anytime you have a review with an animal, you're going to need 23 dayanim. Loishna shor shirava adam zacher. It doesn't make a difference whether or not. Again, every revia has a roveya, has an active party, and has a nearby, has a passive party. Right? In a classic case of relations, the man is the roveya and the woman is the nearby. So says the Rashi, Shor Sharava Adam Zachar, Veloishna Shor Sharava Isha, Nekeva, Denafkulan Tarvayu, Mikroi Veperek Arba Misa, Shem Beskila, Vetana Demastisin, Marvelul Chavkimo. So our Mishnah learns that any time the Shor is Roveya, either one, he's Chayev Skila, and it's judged with 23 Dayanim. So now, says the Gemara, Bishlama roven nach nekeva, ksiv bechav gimel dechsiv, varagdes haisha vesabema, iskish behema leisha, vidina nefashas nafkin lekaman besser mishlosha, ela rova zachar minolan debaim and chav gimel. But how do you know zachar? Says the Gemara, mehai nafkulan mearba misle rova zachar, dim eno inyan la adam habal a behema, da hakra achrina ksiv, Ish asher yitain shechvato, taniu inyan lenishkav lemei vivehema olav. So again, in this situation of rova zacher, it's what? It's that the behema is the roveya, and the zacher is the nirba. Umida afke b'lashon shochev, lidon keshochev, ma bo ala behema hu vihi b'chav kimo, kod yafinu meza behema targogu, the iskish behema la adam, af maybe behema alav, shneim b'chav kimel. Just like that there's another mucker for, the Gemara later on tells us that if the behema is the nirba, it's nidon b'chav gimel. So too, if a behema is roveya in a zachar, so then, and the zachar is going to be the nirba, it's going to be b'chav gimel. And not only if the behema is roveya a nekeva. No, I think he will be b'chav gimel.
He is the behemoth also.
What is the behemoth?
Yeah.
You're judging your.
Yeah, that's our Gemara. That's exactly what our Gemara is being mechadish. There's a din taira on the behemoth. Behemoth is killed.
But it's not rechush.
It's
not mammon. You know.
I mean, you're asking if it's someone else's behemoth, how could I lose it? Yeah.
I think the
Chiddush
is what?
That
they're saying that...
We're sucked in. It's skila. He's mamish like a person.
I do understand, but you need a bedin of 23 to say that you're skila of a show?
Zeh ha-mishnah. Zeh mamish... Ha-shela shelcha zeh ha-sugya shelanu.
There's three cases.
Ve'es ha-behema tarogo. Varagta es ha-shir ve'es ha-behema. Our mishnah is coming to tell us that you need 23 dayanim for a behema that is Roveya.
But there's three cases.
Right.
There's three possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman who's near Ross.
There's an animal that's Roveya, a woman. An animal that's Roveya, a man. Yeah. And then an animal, and then an Adam that's the behemoth is the nearby. Right.
Where do we know that needs Chav Gimel?
So where do you know that needs Chav Gimel? That's a good question.
Maybe just the Adam.
Rashi says, again, Leishna Shor Sharava Adam Zachar. Again, it starts off, the shor was roveya and adam zachar, veloshna shor sharava isha nekeva. If both a zachar and a nekeva were the nirba, were the recipients, denafkalan tarvayu mikra, bishlam arova nekeva, says Rashi, ksiv bechav gimel, tichsiv aragdas ashrava sa behema, iskish behema la isha. There's a hekish between the behema and the isha. Vidin rafashna afkinu lakaman ba'asim ushlosha, good. El arova zachar. How do you know that if the behema is roveya zocher and the zocher is the nirba? Tichsiv kol ashochiv mehai nafkulan ba'arba mises lerova zocher. And what? Dim eno inyin la'adam habala behema da'akra chrinaksiv ish asher yitain shechvato. So that's your question. The pasuk says v'ish asher yitain shechvato bebehema mos yumas desa behema torogu. That's when the man is roveya the behema and the behema is the nirba. So you want to know how do you know in such a case
that needs
23? You know that he's killed, but how do you know? So right, Rashi just said demeno inyan la'adam abala behema da'kra chrinaksiv v'ish asher yitain shechvato taniyo inu nishkav. Lemevi behema alav, right? Umida afke belashon shoychev, lidan kshoychev ba ala behema hu vehi bechav gimel kdialfina mivasa behema tarogu. Kdialfina mivasa behema tarogu. The iskish behema la adam af mevi behema alav shneim bechav gimel. Yeah. Right, so his question is, how do you know when the Adam is... The Rashi just said, right. So the Gemara says that there's another pasuk that says when the man is shochiv the behemah, and the behemah is the nirba, so the man is killed, and the behemah is killed. How do you know it's with Chaf Gimel, then?
Because I think there's a third pasuk
that... Oh, so that's... 1 second. Let's read the Gemara. Kapazim, lo shna rova zachar, lo shna rova nekeva. Bishlam rova nekeva dechziva. That's pasuk number one. Okay? And that's a situation where the Isha is the Nirba. Elarova Zachar, how do you know if the Zachar is the Nirba? Minolon Dichsiv. Because there's a pasuk. Kol Shochiv in Behema. Mos Yumas. What pasuk is that? Right, that's an additional pasuk. So that teaches you, that a Zachar Nirba is also Im Eino Inyan L'Shoichiv. So I don't need it for Shoichiv. Why? Says Rashi, because Shoichiv has an additional pasuk. Ish asher yitain shechvaso. So taniyu inu menishkav. Ba'afki rachmona b'loshen Shoichiv la'kushay nishkav l'Shoichiv. Ah. No, once the Torah tells you and starts switching around, Sheikhav Lanishkav, so then you know what? Then you know that they're both Nidon Be'esher Mishlosha. So that's going to be Bain if he's Roveya, Bain if he's Nirba, it's always going to be Esher Mishlosha. And that's really what Rashi wrote on the Mishnah. What did Rashi say on the Mishnah? Rashi said on the Mishnah, Dina Fasha Be'esher Mishlosha L'kamon Yelef Lav Matzisin. HaRoveya Va'Nirba Shor Sherova Isha Ubehema Shener Bas Le'ish Nidenes Le'Behema Le'Sakla. So the Behema gets Skila. So how many dayanim? Adi, your question. B'chof kimmel. He gets 23 dayanim. Ka'odam aroveya. Just like a man who's roveya, so to the behemah's roveya. De'iskish la'adodi. Baragda sa'isha. Ve'esa behemah. Behemah hainu roveya. Ve'iskish behemah le'isha. Ma'isha b'chof kimmel. Af behemah b'chof kimmel. Va'omer. And there's an additional pasuk. Ve'esa behemah tarogu. B'nirvaksiv. That additional pasuk is when the behema is the nirba and not only the roveya. So if I would ask you, Rashi and the way Rashi is learning these two psukim of what ve'es ha'isha ve'es ha'behema, most you must. So that's pasuk number one. Then pasuk number two is what. The two makoros for behema, Rashi is saying, one is for roveya and one is for nirba. Right. Behema has two different positions. Right. Good. Look at the Rambam in Perish HaMishnais. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnais does not seem to go along with this Rashi. You look at the Rambam right after the Gemara in his Perish Mishnayis on our Mishnah. It's the third paragraph of the Perish Mishnayis. Before, I don't know where it is in the Oz V'Hadar. Give me the Oz V'Hadar, let me find it. After the Marsha? Towards the fifth one of mine. Where is it?
It's before the
okay. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Right here. Dinir Fashos Bechav Gimel. This paragraph. Okay? So says the Rambam. Hevi Raya B'mash Nemar Ve'esa Behema Tarogu. So again, we have two psukim. That's pasuk number one in the Mishnah, right? Then there's an additional pasuk, right? What's the additional pasuk? Ve'esa be'ema tarogu.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. But the Mishnah just quotes two. Hey viraya v'mesha amar ve'esa be'ema tarogu ve'im toimar shezesha amar ve'esa be'ema tarogu. Balo lamicha behema gamkin chayeves misa, velo lahakish ze lo ayitzarach lalamid, lefi shekvar bir harigas habehema, v'umashenemar varagdes aisha ves habehema. What did Rambam just say? Rambam says, how do I know? Rambam came out against the Gemara. The Rambam says, how do I know that the behema gets chav gimel? Says, because I already have a pasuk. To tell me what? To tell me that the behema gets misa. Right? What's that pasuk? That pasuk is Varagta Esa Yisha Vesa Behema. The first pasuk in the Mishnah. Why do I need Va'oimer? Let's look back at the Mishnah. How's the Rambam learning the Mishnah? The Rambam's learning the Mishnah. Pasuk says Esther Mushleisha. What's Esther Mushleisha? Haroideya Va'anirba Be'esther Mushleisha. Shneemar, a person who sleeps with a behema, shneemar va'aragta sa'isha v'esa behema. Period. That's how you know that what? A behema gets misa. Just like the isha. Then the Gemara goes on, the Mishnah goes on, va'oimer v'esa behema tarogu. And then there's an additional pasuk to tell you, Ve'esa behema tarogu, says the Rambam, that additional pasuk is miyuster. It's a yitura. It's not teaching you any information. That's the raya that we know it's with Chof Gimel. It's with 23 dayanim. Exactly. Oh, so that, I don't know, and I'm not sure I'm going to give a full answer to that. But and all the Nozei Kalim are very bothered with the, even before we get to the Gemara, just conceptually, the Rambam is very difficult. Because it's not a Yisur. Rashi's right. You know when the Behema is a Roveya, but how do you know when the Behema is a Nirva? How can just even from just a conceptual standpoint, the Rambam seems to make no sense. There is no Yitura over here. It said the Rambam's whole fundamental understanding is, once I know the Behema is Chayav Misa, so what do I need any more Psukim for? So Rashi answered the Rambam's question. You only have a Mukher of the Esa Isha of Esa Behema in what case? Oh, yeah, so one second. Wait, let me just, I keep on getting confused with these Psukim. Barakta Esa Isha of Esa Behema is what? That's when the Behema's Roveya.
Yeah.
So how do you know if the Behema's Nirba? Maybe not. So I think perhaps one, I saw a few Achronim that suggest this, and I think it's a very strong argument, which really is a fundamental understanding, and I'm not sure I'm going to have an answer for the Gemara, but just to understand the nature of this halacha of Roveya Nirba, the following Gemara. Look at the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. A fascinating Gemara. Which really has ramifications outside of this case. But listen to this Gemara. Gemara asked Akasha. Figure, even if we get to this, it'll probably be in a few years. So the Gemara says, in the middle of the Daf, Debay Rav Hamnuna. It's not in the middle of the daf. It's actually six lines down. Debay Rav Hamnuna, Yisrael haba ala behema b'shoigeg. A Yisrael that's ba'al behema b'shoigeg, mahu. What's the din? Do we kill the behema or not? What do you say?
That's just weird to imagine how that
happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Just
say, I don't know. Or, his wife wasn't the prettiest wife. You know, I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara says, yeah. Takala v'kalan ba'inan. Yeah. Takala v'kala ba'inan. V'hocha kaloin ika takala leka. What's the Gemara's suffix? Gemara is saying, do you only kill the behema when it a takola, like it caused a maisa avera, it's actually a stumbling block in the world, and that's why it gets punished. And a case where it's embarrassing, so here it's very embarrassing. Hacha kalon ika takola leka, odilma no harigas a behema kalon afal pishein takola. Or no, frak the Gemara, is it kalon even though there's no takola? The Gemara continues. What about the following case? Amar Rav Yosef Toshma Bas Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad Miskadeshes Bebiyah V'Imbala Yavam Kana V'Chayavan Olam Mishum Eishes Ish. The Gemara is seeing all the chiyuvim. This is what we learned Shavuos night, that the Isser Bia for a woman is already at the age of 3 and not at the age. I'm sorry, the Isser Yichud is already at the age of 3 and not at the age of 9. The distinction between a male child and a female child, it's all a function of this Gemara. This Gemara, which is also in Kedushin Daf Yutes, that a Maisa Bia of a woman, Al Pidin, is already when she's 3 years old.
Before that, she even still considered the Ptuna.
Exactly. There's nothing that happens, and B'sulei Chozrim, exactly. There is nothing that's happened. We don't consider it a Maisa Bia. It's not Yibum, that Yibum didn't take effect, and there is no Isser Eishes Ish, and there wouldn't be any ramifications, and it's not Matamez Bola. That's it. All this is not a Maisa Bia. It has nafkaminas legabe isur yichud. Fine. Then the Gemara says, "Umetames boil the tam mishkav tachnut only when she's 3. Nisa lekayin achelz v'truma. She also gets the truma. Vala echem and apsul and pasul and akuhuna. And if someone who's pasul sleeps with her, she's now not allowed to in the future marry a kohen. The other people, who's a person who's a gadol, can now get misa for that action, even though she's not going to be killed because she's a k'dana, but it is a maisa bia, and therefore they slept with an eishes ish or whatever it is. V'hi p'tura. Echon mikol arayis v'afilu behema. Echon mikol arayis v'afilu behema. By the way, this that language of the Gemara sounds like sleeping with a behema is gili arayis, which it's a chi of misa, but it, I believe I remember it's a suffik in the Ran if it's considered gili arayis. Is it yara gval yavor? Is it
because of the v'afilu?
So meaning how do you read this?
V'hi
p'tura echon mikol arayis v'afilu behema. So I think the pashas is that it's one of the arayis, and all the dine arayis would apply to it. So that's just a side. V'ahacha, so says the Gemara, what you're talking about, ektana, dekalon ika, takala leka. Over here, there's embarrassment, but she didn't do a maisa avera. And you're still uktani mumasan al yada. And the Gemara says, what? You kill her. Says the Gemara, no. Kaven de mizidahi. What?
You kill the animal.
Says the Gemara, no. Kaven de mizidah, that's not a raya. Kaven de mizidahi takola nami ika. Virachmono hu de chasala. Alodi dochas abehema lochas. That's a fascinating line. By 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So Rav Meir Tursky once told me this years ago, and later on I found actually the Nosa Kalim in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Mem Gimel, which discusses the last Simon, I believe the last Simon in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch discusses if a child did an Avera, does he have to do tshuva? So how do we hold, what's the nature of an Amaisa Avera of a Katan?
It's either not a maaser,
exactly,
or if the katan is bardas, then it is a maaser.
So al pidin, a katan is not a bardas.
This is the raya if you're maaser.
So this is a raya brura that a katan is a maaser avera.
Yeah.
That a katan who does something wrong, it's not that he didn't do an avera. And nafkamina for what? The Rama paskins in Shin Mem Gimel when he becomes a gadol and he remembers that he should do tshuva. The Gemara says, Rashi in Bava Kama says that Rav Ashi gave back money that he stole when he was younger. Would you have to bring a carbon?
You're saying you have to go back to the Jew. No? Like
That's a good shot. Right. The problem is, there are many achronim that hold the Dabar Pashut that a katan we view like a mesasik, a katan's a lav bardas, like he said. So it's not. So how do you deal with this Gemara? So there is an Or Sameach is a fascinating chiddush. The Or Sameach thinks that all of the rayas, you go through all of the rayas that the Nosei Kalim, the Magen Avraham brings some rayas. The Rama says a katan who did a maisa avera tov lasos lo tshuva. Then the Magen Avraham and the Gra and the Taz, they all bring different Gemaras, one from Gezel. One from this Gemara, another Achron brings in this Gemara. The Or Sameach is a fascinating Chiddush. The Or Sameach says every single one of the Rayas are all from cases that are usher for the Bnei Noach. There's nothing that's unique, an Avera that's unique to Klal Yisrael, that you have a Raya by a Katan, that the Maisa Avera is a Maisa Avera. So why would that be a distinction? Why would a katan versus, why would a bnei noach? So could be, and this needs more time to develop, but it could be that the distinction of a katan and a gadol, yud gimel shonim, only exists in halacha for us. But any halacha that pertains to both us and bnei noach, it could be that once a child is, like Abu was saying, is already a bardas, he's already considered a gadol. Lamashal David of Dorma, the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva. They asked the Chassam Sefer that there was a b'chor that was going to be born, a b'chor behema Torah. This is no gei la'alach of Zman Hazeh. That when you have the firstborn of a tahar animal, so you have to keep it b'kedusha v'taras. That's a big problem, Zman Hazeh. Anyone who has a farm in Idaho right now is going to have this shaila that they have to keep something that's going to be roi lakrava and hektish, and it's going to be a big problem. So what do? So Taisus and Bechiris and Daf Gimel Beis says, no, you make a shutfus with a guy. You make a shutfus with a guy, you sell him a part of the animal, and then it's never chayav mishas leida. Or do you do it at the time of the Iber that he's never going to be chayav mishas leida? So they did this thing, and they came to the Chassam Sofer after it happened. They said, we found this kid, we were sure he was a gadol, and now we found out that he's 12 and a half. So now the animal has kedushas chayra. So the Chassam Sofer says, no. This is the Chassam Sofer's mechadish, no. If he was enough of a bardas to do a mekach u'memker, so for Hilchos Bnei Noach, he already got his bar mitzvah. You have a bar mitzvah already at 9 years old for a guy. So, I have a kash. Do non-Jews have tshuva? Yeah. So, non-Jews having tshuva is it? The Birke Yosef, the Chida writes in.
No, but fundamentally, the Chida writes
that we say the Chida is a beautiful. In Hilchos Tshuva, in Yom Kippurim, he says, "We say Ashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, Slach Lonu Avinu." The two times that we mention Hakadosh Baruch Hu being Avinu in the Shemoneh Esrei are by Tshuva. He says, "Why is that?" So Chida says, "Because it's only Shayach Tshuva because he's our father. Because if he's a Melech, the Gemara in Kedushin says Melech Shemachol Al Kvodo Ain Kvodo Machol. He can't be Meichel on his covenant. So it's only because he's Abba." That it can be Meichel on his covenant. Memela says the Birkei Yosef, Goyim don't have tshuva. Because he's not an Abba, he's only a Melech for Goyim. The Kasha on this Birkei Yosef, that's the way the Birkei Yosef says, no. Kasha on the Birkei Yosef is, how do you read Maftir Yoina? The whole Aftir of Yoina, the whole story of Yoina was Yoina was trying to get the Anshe Ninveh to do what?
Yeah,
to do tshuva. Right, so it's not a mitzvah.
That's not the same
shoe. Oh, so it might not be the same shoe, right? What did he want?
Not to fix
the past. Good, excellent. So what you said, that's what Rabbi Chanan says. Rabbi Chanan says they can fix Mikana Lahaba, but they can't retroactively change the past. Yeah.
Even though there's no, she's not going to get punished because her hazadon, her zadon at the age 3 doesn't count for punishing her, but it's enough to consider it's maybe takala. Her act of mezid is considered the takala.
So how do you read the language of Rachmanahu dechasala?
Yeah, that's why she
sounds like we really should have killed her.
Yeah, we really should, but she's not.
So that means it's a maisa avera.
No. Because she's not a bardas, it won't count as an avera. It won't count. It's a maisa avera anyway, yeah. But it doesn't count as a maisa avera. You can't punish her for it.
Well, with that and the rachmanas, then that's why.
The way the hakira, I hear what you're saying, but the way the hakira goes is a maisa avera v'katan. Is it a maisa avera and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is chas until he's yud gimel shanim to be a bar einshin? No, so then it's a maisa avera. You're saying different. You're saying it's not even a maisa avera, and part of the chas is that it's not a maisa avera, but it's still a takola. The Gemara Pashtus, when it says, if I hear what you're saying, I would hear the svar to say, yesh maisa avera, and there is takola. It's still a takola because it wasn't nice, it wasn't proper, but bechlali didn't do a maisa avera. But then the Gemara shouldn't say the line of Rachmanu dechasale. Rachmanu dechasale sounds like, little kid, I want you to know something. You're lucky that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman to wait till 13. Because otherwise, you really deserve the real McCoy. Rachmanu dechasale means, inherently, there really is something powerful over here.
It's like another type of
what?
It's like another bucket of another type, another category.
So that's what Abe's saying, but I think the Gemara...
I think it's a takala. I think it's still...
It's an Avera without a Chiyuv Einshin.
Yes.
That right, exactly. That's what the Gemara is saying. Katan has a Maisa Avera without a Chiyuv Einshin. That's what the Gemara seems to say. How that's going to fit with all of the Gemara is that's going to be a problem. Fine. So maybe you have to say like what we suggested. Fine. Bottom line, what do you see from this Gemara? You see something fundamental for our Gemara. Why are we killing the behemoth? Even on the tzad that we need 23 dayonim, and we need exactly what, there's a hekesh between the sheikhiv and the behemoth, and just like the isha needs 23 dayonim, so too the behemoth needs 23 dayonim. But why is the behemoth also killed? Because it's a takola. Because it caused kalam. Not because the behemoth is judged as what? As a bardas, as a maisa avera, as an avarion. Mimela, in light of this Gemara, perhaps the Rambam could have assumed ein lechalik between a reveya and a nirba. The animal is an object. The animal is just a medium to get to this chiyuv that now is going to cause ramifications to people. But the animal is not punished because the animal we're treating as a gavra that's nidon. So mimela, the Rambam is going to say, the pasuk I said, once the Torah said, kill a behema, in Svara, I'm not mechalik between a Raveya and a Nirba. But Haraya, the Gemara says, the reason the Gemara, the Rav, the behemoth is killed is Mishum Takola. So why should it be mechalik? How active the behemoth was? That Svara lechalik lechayra only exists if the behemoth is doing a Maisa Avira. So now it depends. What type of Maisa Avira? How do you know if these are Raveya? How do you know if these are Nirba? But once you're not going to say like that, so lechayra one could say, how is the Ram going to read the Gemara is going to be very problematic. But Maisa, the Gemara sounds not like there. Let's see the Gemara again. Dina Pashas, Kapasuk V'tani, Loshna Rove Zachar, Loshna Rove Nekeva. So those are both, in the case of, the Gemara says, even if he's nearby to a Zachar, you're nearby to a Behema. So again, Rove Nekeva, Dechsiv Arakta, Seisha Vesa Behema, Ela Rove Zachar Minolon, Dechsiv Kol Shochiv and Behema, Mos Yumos. And Me'ino Inling in the Sheikhev, Taninu Inyan, So how's the Gemara being mechalik between an Isha and a Zohar? Yeah.
It's stretching a little bit. Yeah. Just to try and fit it with the Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like maybe the Rambam could say that the Gemara is focusing on the deal between the individual, the human, right?
The Zohar and the Nekeva.
Right, but the Behemoth, no matter what, you know, the Behemoth is mostly must find. But,
right.
So maybe that's how it could fit with the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be not mechalik on, he doesn't need to talk about the Behemoth.
Meaning the Gemara never said, the Gemara never suggested.
It doesn't matter which one the behemoth dies.
Right. Right.
The Gemara is talking about, well, the Zachar, how do we know if he was, you know, that's what the Gemara is focused on, and therefore it could fit with
right.
The
Rashi behemoth. Was the only one who said that there was a distinction between a Rove and a Nerva. Right. The Gemara never made that distinction. That's true. And the only thing the Gemara made a distinction was between that you need an additional pasuk for not only Nekevas, but for Zachar.
But the behemoth still.
Right. Exactly. Good. Okay, let's quickly start the next Gemara. Shor Anisko be'esr mushleisha. The Gemara says, how do you know that a Shor Anisko, a Shor that killed another person, so that also is a situation where the Shor will be killed with 23 dayonim. So the Gemara says, Shenemar Ashor Yitzakel, V'gam Ba'alov Yumas. So the Torah has a striking comment. That the shore has to get skila, and also the bailim are killed. Kemisas abailim kach misas ashor. That just like the misas abailim, when he is killed, what? He needs 23 dayanim. So too, a shore that is niskal needs 23 dayanim. Okay. Amalei abaila rava. Amalei abaila rava. By the way, what's interesting, the Gemara later on in the second perek, the Gemara has a few dinim that learn the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Unique halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is judged with Ayin Aleph Dayanim, with 71 Dayanim, because he's kosher. So the Gemara has a discussion, what about a Shor HaNiskal of a Kohen Gadol? Does that also need Gamba Alav Yimah? So does it also need Ayin Aleph Dayanim? So I have a question. So Rashi says there are Shor HaNiskal of a Kohen Gadol. So the Rashi says, Ligabe, a shore that was Nogeach and killed someone. Right? I have a question. Why didn't Rashi say, Ligabe, Revia? So you see, that this Gemara of Vigambal of Yumas, Kemisas Habailim, the Torah says by Shor HaNiskal, Kemisas Habailim Kach Misas Ashor. That's not the same thing as the last Gemara that we learned. And the Torah did not say, Vigamba Alav Yumas, when it comes to Revia it sounds like over here there's some independent, perhaps, in light of what we just said, that the Gemara suggests when it comes to Revia, that perhaps the Behema is totally a takala and is not a factor that's being judged, although it needs 23 dayanim. But perhaps when it comes to this Shor HaNisgal, that no, then we're mamish comparing it to the Bailim. And just like the Bailim would be chayev to get it in Taira, so too, perhaps over here, the Shor, it's not just a takala v'kolon type thing. No, this is,
yeah,
you...
You know why? Questions. Because for a Shor to be a SoCal,
yeah,
it's normal behavior. Is it in the character of the Shor or not? Is he tame or not tame? For a Shor to be a takala, that's no animal...
You need some other involvement of an individual, which now makes it only a takala and not its own maizavir. Right. So l'chayra, you see, good. So you see that you have two cases where the shor is going to get skila, but the halachas are going to be different, legabe, the way we address the shor in each case. So comes along the Gemara and says something fascinating. Amar le Abaye le Rava. Abaye said to Rava, Mimai dehai the gamba love yumos lekamisas bailim kach misas ashor udaasa ema lektala udaasa. What does that mean? Ema lektala udaasa. What does that mean? Just the chayiv misa. Says Rashi, ema lektala lechayiv misa lebailov v'nechayiv misa. Says Rashi in Pshat and Abayi's Kasha, why are you learning the Gamba Alav Yumas just to tell you they need 23 Dayanim to kill a Shor that killed another person? No. The Gamba Alav Yumas should mean what it means. So what? It means that an Adon that owns an animal that killed some other man should get Misa. That's Abaye's Kasha. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Ran quotes Tosfos. It's not exactly our Tosfos. Listen to the Lashon of the Ran and what this will close. Aval b'Tosfos Sovrim da Abaye loy have mesafka le klal sheyeh Abaylim b'Misa. Says the Ran, that's a fascinating shot what Rashi just said in the Gemara in Abaye's question. But the Balei Tosfos thought that Abaye never had a suffix that the Bailim would actually be Chayav Misa. Elisha Yamaksha Derech Havikuach Levatel Maida Amrinim B'mastisin Del Akushi Misa Ashor Lemis Bailim Asa. All Abaye was asking is, I don't like your drasha, and he was throwing something out there to be another pshat. But Abaye would have never had a real havamina to say that an animal that kills the Baal Chayiv, which honestly I agree with the Ran. I agree with the Balei Tosfos. How could you say?
The Gemara also sounds like it later. It says, don't even think that, you know, the other.
Well, let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes on. Let's just see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Eimu lektalu udasa, im kein lichtoi v'gam ba'olav v'lishtoik. So the Gemara says, if it was coming to tell us whatever it was coming to tell us, let's take Rashi's approach that it's to kill the Bailim. Imkin lichtoi v'gamba olav. Why did it say anything else? Why did it say yumas? So it must be that it's coming to tell us a new din. Kemisas ha-Bailim, kach misas ha-Shor. That's what the additional phrase of yumas is coming to tell you. Because it was just coming to tell you, according to Rashi, that the Bailim are also chayev. Just say v'gamba olav. So the Gemara says, no, ikas rachmana hachi hava amina b'skila. Then I would have thought that he gets skila, and that's why I have to say yumas. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good reason. The reason why it has to say yumas is to tell me that he's not chayv skila, because I would have thought that the Bailim get exactly what the Behema gets. So the Gemara says, b'skila? How could you ever think that the Bailim will get skila? Why can't I think that the Bailim will get skila? Because what's a rotzei achayef? If I murder another person, I get sayef. So now the Gemara says, so now, within the world of this rationale, that an animal that killed another person, you're going to get skila. Says the Gemara, ihu b'sayef, Memoina b'skila. When he kills, he only gets zayif. When his mom kills, he's going to get skila. So Gemara says, that's not a havamina. So Gemara says, you're right. V'dilma haidah kosa rachmana yumas la kule ilavei la fuke misayif l'chenek. No, maybe the Gemara needed that additional pasuk yumas not to say that the bailam are chayiv misa, but to tell you that, that it's really true that the Bailam are Chayav Misa, but the reason why you need Yumas and you can't just say the Gam Labailov is because I need to tell you that he gets Chenek, and it's to teach you a Kula, and he doesn't get his regular Sayif, and don't ask me any Kashas that we're going to be more stringent by the Behema than the Adam, because we're actually being more Kal, we're giving him Chenek, and we're not giving him Sayif. So the Gemara says, that's a good read. Honey Chalamanda Amr Chenek Chamor. I have a good kasha according to Mandam Rechenek Chomer. Elamandam Rechenek Kal. So what I'm asking is really good. So maybe that's the reason why you need Yumas. If Chenek is Kal, which we'll see in the Gemara in the seventh parak, as a machlekes panam, whether or not Chenek is Kal or Misayif. So Gemara says, Michael Neymar, so what are you going to say? So Gemara says, Lo Sakadaitach. No, it's not true. It can't be that the Pasuk is coming to tell me that the Bailim get Misa when my shore is Hamas. Why? In kofar yushas alav, because the pasuk says you're not allowed to take kofar for someone who killed. You can't take money for someone who killed. The pasuk says. The Gemara says v'isakadai tabark talahu v'ha k'siv loisikhu kofar. Sorry, that's it. Gemara says, but when my animal kills, I can pay kofar. And what? And the Torah says if he was a bark tala. So you're never allowed to take kofar, because the Torah says, by a retzeach, leisikhu kofar. And by an animal that kills, I'm allowed to take kofar. So it must be that the bailam are not chayav misa. So the Gemara says, adrabba, mishumhi gufa kotel iu loitiskele b'memoyne, ela biktola, kotel shayre, lifrik nafshe b'memoyne. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. When he kills, you can't take kofar. When his animal kills, you could either kill him or you could take kofar.
Kill him? Kill him.
Again, the Gemara is asking, maybe the gamba love you must means that the bailim should get killed when you're not going to take kofar.
Okay.
And now the Gemara is asking, when he kills, you can't take kofar.
Right.
When his animal kills, you could either kill him, yeah, says Rashi, or you could take kofar. Right? Why not?
Because it seems like Pasha, like you're just getting there, but it's Pasha that this was the conclusion.
No, again, even Rashi, well, again, the Ran and Rashi's Machlekes is within the Havam. When Abai asked the Kasha, did Abai actually think? So the Ran says no.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi says no, that was really the Pshat. And you need to bring me Psukim and Rayas to tell me that the Bailam are not Chayav Misa in a situation where your animal killed. And until this line of the Gemara is still suggesting it. So what is bottom line the Gemara's answer? Ela Amar Chizkia, the Chayim Tana Debe Chizkia, Amar Kro, most you must hamaka rotzeach, al ritzichaso atahargo, vi atahargo al ritzichashayro. The Gemara says it's a pasuk. Tana Debe Chizkia has a drasha, most you must hamaka rotzeach, al ritzichaso atahargo, vi atahargo al ritzichashayro. So what's happening over here? According to Rashi, it's only once I have Tana Debe Chizkia, that tells me what? That if my animal, Rebbe will say, put this into perspective. Your animal killing is similar to your car in cruise control. Or you're in auto, is there anything like auto drive? Or now, Bizman Azeh. Right now, what's it called? What's the new car called?
Autonomous.
That's mamish the same thing. Mamono. Mamono that kills. So the Abaye is suggesting, according to Rashi, autonomous driving should give you a chiyuv misa if you kill a pedestrian on the street. So I'm like, send the Ran. It's what you're talking. And if I didn't find this drasha of Tana de Bechizkiya, I would have said the Gamba of you must means the Bailam are taka killed. The Ran says no. Abai was just arguing in drashas. Abai never thought that you actually need that. That's ridiculous. How can you say that I'm chayiv misa if my mamon kills? But boys say there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim going on here.
I think the answer to this, and with this we'll close, the answer to this nekuda is one of the fundamental chakiras that the Rav Shimon Shkop talks about, Rav Zalman Meltzer talks about, and Ibn Ezel, in the beginning of Baba Kama. There's a Hakira that's brought in the beginning of Bava Kamma. And there's Rayas in the Rishonim and in Gemaras, Lakan or Lakan. Your animal is Mazik. Parshas Meshvatim. Your animal is Mazik. Shane, Regel, whatever it is, your animal is Mazik. I am Chayiv Alts the Baila. Why am I Chayiv Alts the Baila? Is it that, how do you understand the nature of my Chayiv? Is it that it's Misvara? The Mammon is an extension of me. It's Ki'ilu, it's an Adam HaMazik. And what? If I'm Shomer properly and I'm not Poshea in my Shmira, so then, so it's an Anas. So you can't be Machai of me for my Mice in such a situation. Or do you say no? That the Machayiv is not your action. But the Torah says, by your moment, you have to be Shomer then properly. A new Chiyiv. There's a Chiyiv called Shmiras Mamono. And a person is obligated when his Mamon is Mazik, because he's Poshea within the Parsha of Shmiras Mamono. But if you want to know the trigger, the Machayiv, of why my Mamon Shehizik is Chayiv, it's not because of my Mamon Shehizik. It's not because that animal relates to me and has my name on his dog tag. No. It's because I was Poshea in my Shmira. That's the Maisa HaMachayiv. Exactly. So that's in the categories above a comma. That's what they're Choker over there. L'Choira, one could now extend it to our Gemara. If you understand that, like Abe is saying, that it's a new Chiyav Shmira, and when I'm Poshay in the Shmira, I'm Chayav, there's no way that's going to get to me be a Rotseach in this situation that Abai is going to say literally, you're Chayav Misa. And until you had a Drosha Tanna Bechizkiah, you would never think that. But if you understand, no, the Torah is being Mechadish by Mamon Shehizik, that the Mamon is an extension of you. You are an other Mamon is Mazik, that's shayach to you. Sabai says, the gamba all of you must, perhaps that was the situation where we would actually give you Misa until we had this drasha of Tanna Beis Chizkiyah.